My name is Shrikant Joshi. This is the COVID Hospitalized Project. DCHP is an irregularly regular podcast featuring short conversations about things most people don't know about with some people who know a lot about those things. And one of the things most people don't know much about is mental health. That is why we talk regularly with eminent psychiatrist Dr. Bhushan Shukla and get him to bust common myths around mental health and mental illnesses on our fairly regular segment, #BSDetector.
I am Dr. Bhushan Shukla. I am a child and adolescent psychiatrist. I live and practice in Pune.
The format for this segment is pretty simple. I bring up a myth for Dr. Bhushan and he gives me the facts. We've done about 25 to 30 of these on these podcasts. You should probably look them up when you get a chance because Dr. Bhushan is really good at busting these myths. The best part is he does it in under 10 minutes. So you can actually listen to an entire episode in the span of a coffee break. So let's see here. What's the myth we are taking up for today? Here it is. People with mental health issues need to be locked up, treated, and only then allowed back into society.
So, Shrikant, let us connect with our usual theme of comparing mental illness with physical illness. So, does every physical illness need admission in a hospital for treatment?
Not at all.
So, even very serious illnesses like cancer are now treated on outpatient basis. So you walk into the clinic, you get your treatment and you go home. People who have treatments like radiotherapy also know that it is a few minutes procedure. Even majority of the operations can be done as a day procedure now. So with so much of change, if every physical illness does not need admission. Now we are going through COVID era and we know that 85% people who get COVID are actually treated at home very successfully. They don't even need to go to hospital.
True.
How can it be true for mental illnesses that everything needs to be treated in a hospital? I think this myth has its background or its roots in the fear that people who have mental illness are dangerous and they need to be locked up till we are sure that the danger is gone. We have busted this myth about mental illness and violence, etc. in one of our episodes. People should refer to that again.
That would be episode 22, titled People with Mental Illnesses Are Violent and Unpredictable. And also to some extent, episode 39, titled People with Mental Illnesses Are Sexually Very Aggressive, Sometimes Even Violent.
But in modern day, 99.9% of mental illnesses or people who get mental illnesses of any sort do not need to go to hospital at all.
A lot of the myths, a lot of these myths around mental illness where there are recommendations of isolating mentally ill patients or people with mental illnesses stem from a fear of the unknown is what I have come to realize. People don't understand what mental illnesses are and the popular notion that mental illnesses are violent or unpredictable basically drive a lot of their beliefs, a lot of their opinions on this matter.
Absolutely.
Is there an easy way of telling people how to perceive mental illnesses better in other people or how to probably identify with such people?
I think people should listen to our entire series of either Manogyanik or this BS Detector to understand mental illnesses better.
What a lovely answer and what a beautiful plug. I love it absolutely. Thank you so much for that wonderful plug.
Thank you, Shrikant. Let's be popular.
I swear I did not ask him to plug that there. He did that all by himself. But now that he's done it, I'm going to jump on the chance and tell you that the doc and I, we did an independent series called Manogyanik, Mental Health and You, which was all about understanding various mental health issues. This series is available on Audible and all 12 episodes or 12 titles of the book, 12 books as Audible calls them, are absolutely free to listen to. But you will need an Audible account to listen to them. Each episode is about 20 minutes long and focuses on a very specific aspect of mental health and delves into just the right amount of detail about the subject. Check it out at bit.ly slash Manogyanic, MANOGYANIC, Manogyanic with a C. You can, of course, download and listen at your leisure. But once you've done that, don't forget to rate and review them when you can, so that, you know, it is visible to other people looking for something interesting to listen to. I'll also put the link for the series in the show notes, and you can always check out the Twitter feed for details. And with that, we conclude yet another hashtag BS Detector episode of the COVID Hospitalized Project. Ask us your questions or share with us weird myths that you come across, and I'll do my best to get to the bottom of it with the help of experts like Dr. Bhushan. You can connect directly with him on Twitter, by the way. He is @DOCBHWSHAN. I am @SHRIKANT. This show is @TCHPSHOW on Twitter. Other methods of getting in touch can be found in the show notes as well. This episode of the COVID H Project was produced by me, Shrikant Joshi. Special thanks to Dr. Bhushan Shukla. Theme music for this podcast is Acoustic Breeze from bensound.com. This show contains no ads and no sponsors, but contributions, collaborations, bouquets and brickbats are always welcome. This is Shrikant signing off for now. Remember, this too shall pass. Take care.